100 seed packets for only $49 with free shipping. Or call 877-394-6657. That's 877-394-6657. Or go to GetSeeds.net.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
IRN USA Radio News, I'm Jody Jordan. The death toll of this morning's suicide bombing in Baghdad has reached 28 people. Iraqi police officials say the attack at the city's main police academy wounded 57 in addition to the fatalities. Here's Kim Gamble.
In December, another suicide bomber hit recruits as they were lined up at the entrance. 33 recruits were killed. The police academy also was targeted several other times in the past.
And no one has claimed responsibility yet for a lethal attack at an army base in Northern Ireland. It killed two members of the British military and wounded another four. Gunmen opened fire from a passing car, striking the soldiers. This is British Prime Minister Gordon Brown.
I think the whole country is shocked and outraged at the evil and cowardly attacks on British soldiers who were serving their country, on civilians just going about their ordinary duty.
This is IRN USA Radio News.
My name is John DiMartino. I'm from Colorado, and I started using Andy Willoughby's three-step plan. It's extremely encouraging for me, and they've given me training on exactly what to say, and I don't have to be a salesman to talk to people that are calling me. It's made me feel like, wow, let's do business. I can only conceive of growing and growing and growing now. I'm 56 years old, and I feel young. I feel renewed. I'm happy. I'm excited about my financial future. In a short amount of time, less than an hour a day, if someone wanted to, they could have a system. This is a stress relieving business.
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? This is Andy Willoughby. After 5 years, the three-step plan is a proven success story. If you're tired of worrying about money all the time, go to threestepplan.com or call 800-480-2102. 800-480-2102.
Pakistani authorities have released 12 Taliban militants who have been in Pakistani custody to keep up their end of a bargain negotiated with Taliban leaders. The deal was struck with Islamists in the troubled southwestern Swat Valley. U.S. officials are uneasy about the deal, fearful of the possibility of another safe haven for Al-Qaeda on Pakistani soil. The president of Afghanistan has welcomed President Obama's willingness to working with moderate Islamic factions in the Middle East. President Hamid Karzai's pro-Western administration has come under attack by a re-insurgent Taliban. Karzai said the effort to begin peace talks with moderate Taliban members, along with last month's approval to send 17,000 additional U.S. troops to Afghanistan, is a step in the right direction. And a pilotless U.S. drone aircraft is missing after entering Pakistan yesterday. It's believed the drone crashed. For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNUSANews.com.
Men and women, if you've got 10 to 30 pounds or more to lose, please listen carefully. There's a healthy and faster way to lose weight than any diet pill. It's called EverCleanse, a clinically proven weight loss and detox formula that helps you lose weight and get rid of the 5 to 25 pounds of waste that some experts say is trapped to the colon walls like spackle or paste. 2 weeks of EverCleanse may be equal to months of dieting. Visit us at EverCleanse.com or call now to receive a very special offer.
That number is 800-567-5598. Call for your special offer. 800-567-5598. 800-567-5598.
The weak U.S. economy is evidenced even in the annual Iditarod dog sled race, which began with a traditional ceremonial 11-mile run through Anchorage Saturday. The field of competitions is smaller, 67 mushers compared to a record 96 entries in last year's race. Because of heavy snow, the race is expected to take more than the normal 9 days on the trail. Lance Mackey, the two-time defending champion, says the snow conditions could be better, but that's okay.
We sure got a lot of snow to deal with, but, you know, it's better than no snow at all in some of those places. I don't know, it's going to be challenging, no doubt about it, but every year is, so I think it's kind of equal playing terms for everybody here, playing field.
Victims of disgrace financier Bernard Madoff will get a chance to address the court when he enters a plea on Thursday. It's not clear how many victims will speak, but the hearing is expected to be emotional. Here's Adam Goldman.
Even though we're not talking about violent crimes, we are talking about many people losing everything they had. I'm sure their reactions to actually seeing Madoff in court will be visceral.
And an election is underway in North Korea. The outcome is pretty much determined ahead of time. Here's Gene Lee.
If they approve of the candidate, they cast their ballot. If they don't approve of the candidate, they have to go to a separate ballot booth and cross the candidate's name out before putting it into a special ballot box. And defectors tell us that this is something that no North Korean would dare to do.
I'm Jody Jordan for IRN USA Radio News.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
Prepare yourself
for a talk radio experience like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
All right, here's what's going on this 8th day of March 2009. We'll be live here for the next 2 hours. We have Lindsey Williams joining us for the last hour and 15 minutes of this Sunday abbreviated transmission. I do every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. For folks in the eastern area, of course, that is 5 to 7 p.m. And out on the Pacific, that is 2 to 4. Thank you again for joining us today. Let me break down the four stacks of important news I have here, and I'm really just going to news blitz and go through news for the next 45 minutes until Mr. Williams joined us. Then we'll have open phones for the balance of the transmission, dealing with what's happening with the contrived global collapse that we have been detailing for many years before it began, exactly how it would begin and how it would unfold. Vaccines were contaminated with avian flu virus. That is the headline, and that headline is out of the Toronto Sun. Here is another headline. This is out of the Canadian Press. Baxter product contained live bird flu virus. Another headline out of the Times of India. Virus mix-up by lab could have resulted in pandemic. Another headline, vaccines as biological weapons, live avian flu virus placed in Baxter vaccine materials sent to 18 countries. That's out of Natural News and Mike Adams, the health ranger. And then that dovetails with the New York Times article dealing with Baxter Pharmaceutical, tied into Bayer. They were part of the IG Farben combine during World War II. Bayer is with the Nazis. Blood money and AIDS is the headline, and it talks about how Bayer and other companies knowingly shipped out Factor VIII blood product filled with HIV and hepatitis. And over 1 million dosages of that were sent out, and everyone that took it contracted HIV and AIDS eventually, and of course, hepatitis, all three, A, B, and C in there for you. And of course, France arrested the directors of Bayer in France, but that was it. Nobody else got any trouble, and it did come out. This was from June 11th, 1996, by the way, the New York Times. I just thought I'd pull that up for you. But it came out in 2000 in court hearings that they premeditatedly did it. That's the important thing for those of you out there that still think vaccines are good for you. Sure, roll up your sleeves. You know, meanwhile, we have national television and Dr. Dean Adell and others calling us conspiracy theorists when we just read out of
the Associated Press and the New York Times, but this latest one was bird flu. It kills over 60% of those that ingest it, but it's not very airborne. It only lives a few seconds in the air, so they were splicing it with a bunch of other varieties of hardy flu that are extremely airborne and extremely contagious, and by the grace of God, a subcontractor tested it on ferrets, and it killed all of them. Of course, normally, they would just test it on the ferrets because the ferrets get sick. It means that the flu virus wasn't radiated properly in the vaccine, a routine problem. And so then they would send it back. Instead, it just killed them better than a hammer. So they studied what was in it, and it was, this broke in the Czech Republic. They tested it there and in Austria. And the people at these 18 sites are all having to go to the hospital and be tested right now. So that's the type of issues we have here. I could, frankly, spend 2 hours on that, but we'll spend a little bit more time on it later. Also, every day I see articles from even the South. You'd think this only goes on in places like Boston, in Massachusetts, or in places like Connecticut, where people legally go to the gun shop, they buy some guns, and the police pull them over and charge them for having an arsenal. There's no law, but they still go to prison. Now you're saying, how does that happen? Well, people go to prison all the time for not taking vaccines. There's no law. I've had listeners, and it's been in the newspaper, in Lyon County, Kentucky, Kelly Rushing gave state police some of my videos. The police arrested him and said it was threatening. And said that they didn't appreciate the material in my film, Road to Tyranny. It was also a Ron Paul video, and I called the judge up at home, and he said, yeah, you can watch the court case. I'm not going to comment on it. And it was in the newspaper, and they took him in there and tried to put him in prison, and the jury said not guilty. They said it was terrorism to hand out my videos. Then we had the state police being trained on their own video footage around the country that freedom is terrorism. I'm not joking when I say this. I want you to understand something. But I see these articles every day where troops returning home are arrested for having guns legally, where citizens are being harassed. And, again, we're not against the police here until they stomp all over the Bill of Rights and Constitution, and the feds are training the police the Second Amendment is evil and bad. They're federalizing everything. Police chiefs nationwide are announcing they're going to take your blood at checkpoints for any reason. Any misdemeanor now. They're announcing everywhere that even small cities are getting federal grants to put up police surveillance cameras. We always told you the cameras weren't for the highway, folks. It was dual use. They're face scanning you. They're tracking you. Austin's getting it. It's just happening everywhere. But I have these reports here. Police arsenal found in Danbury teen's truck. And he's 18 years old. He went and legally bought some rifles. He was going to shoot them with his buddies in Maine ahead of a wedding that he was going to attend. The police pulled him over, and he had four rifles, and they freaked out and flipped out, and they were all legal semi-automatic rifles, and they still arrested him, and they're charging him, and there's no law, but they don't care. Now, in Texas, there was no law that you couldn't carry a rifle or shotgun loaded in your car. Still, people are in prison everywhere for it. You try putting one in your gun rack and driving down the road. So the state of Texas had to pass a law a few sessions back stating no. They had to pass a law saying there is no law that you know, making it illegal for you to carry a gun. The only law they kept in there was you can't have a loaded handgun with you in the front of the car. It needs to be separated from the ammo in the back of the car or locked up somewhere. But still, I know a lot of people get pulled over. They say, do you have any firearms in the car? Well, certainly I do, officer. Oh, going to go ahead and take you into jail. And the court system is so corrupt, they will charge you with things you're not even guilty of to put you under the jail. So I want to get into some of that. In fact, let's just get into that right now, and I'm going to get into all this other news here on the economy. This is out of the Omaha World Tribune. And notice how they report this like it's normal and no big deal. A marksman in Iraq, no gun permit in Omaha. Now, they're honest in this article. The instant check is registration. It is a gun permit. It turns a right into a privilege. And Clinton put hundreds of thousands of veterans on a list when he left office where they have no criminal convictions, not even misdemeanors. The federal law, the 68 Gun Control Act, says a felony and you can't own a gun. But they don't care. That's why Obama is now seizing all the psychological records of all Americans. If you were 15 years old and put on Ritalin or something, no firearm. Doesn't matter if you're 35 now. and you know, a bank president. It doesn't matter if you were in the military. Doesn't matter if you're police. They're all going to be losing and are losing their peace officer licenses right now. So it goes on here. It says Sergeant Tim McKeeley trained fellow Marines to fire 50 caliber machine guns. He qualified as a marksman. He fought in the Battle of Fallujah, Iraq, and received a combat medal with a V for Valor. Back home, he uses a rifle for target shooting. Yet when McKeeley sought to buy a 9mm Ruger pistol for protection in his Midtown apartment, the Omaha Police Department rejected his application for a gun permit. You think in Nebraska they have a good Second Amendment. They don't. I was trusted by the federal government. Oh, we're trusted by the government. How nice. The people stealing all the money right now. To carry a loaded weapon, but I'm not allowed to purchase one by my local government. McKeeley, 32, has received counseling for post-traumatic stress disorder related to service in Iraq. While completing an application for a gun permit, he responded yes to a question that asked whether he was being treated for a mental disorder. See, they advertise that everybody's got to get a mental disorder. It's like getting a new pair of Nike tennis shoes. It's the latest thing. It's how you get, you know, everybody should go to counseling, and, well, so it's on your insurance. We'll give you a designation. No gun for him. But that's nothing compared to this article out of Connecticut. Arsenal found in Danbury teen. They said, well, you're not allowed to have more than one gun, and so it didn't matter if he's going to the shooting range. We're going to charge him with felonies, and they just love it. Lick their lips as they destroy America. We'll be right back.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Hello, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources, and I'd like to share some thoughts with you. In today's economy, with the government spending gone wild, the banking system on the verge of collapse, and Wall Street in continuous free fall, we both know that it's critical that you protect your savings and retirement programs now. Macroeconomics can be very confusing, but the solution to securing your personal assets is very simple. It's purchase of gold and silver. These precious metals have been the trusted means of exchange for centuries, and they've never been more important in our country's history. It's up to you to design your survival plan, one based on gold and silver. Give me a call. I'm Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and allow me to outline an easy answer to your questions. That's Peter Kronschnabel at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108. Call Peter at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108, while you can still purchase gold with paper.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses 2 high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are back live. Thank you for joining us. Throughout history, every time governments disarm their people, they jack the taxes up, double, triple them, and enslave the population. Every mafia-run city like New York, Chicago, and L.A. has massive gun control against the people and the highest crime rates. And now it's going nationwide. And I see these stories every day, and normally it's preceded by, Bill was an insurance salesman living in an upscale home at a barbecue. He told his neighbors the economy was going to collapse. I mean, I've seen literally hundreds of stories just like this. You can pull them up. And Bill told his neighbors the economy was going to collapse and that they needed to get storable food and buy firearms, and that he had quite a bit of firearms. The police raided his home and confiscated 15 firearms. And they're investigating to see if he's a terrorist. And then I go check the state's laws. I've seen this in Texas, Ohio, you name it. It's not even illegal. And then we'll call the person up over and over again. I'll have my producers, these people, and 99% of the time they go, oh, my lawyer says don't talk. My lawyer says I got to plead to this. But wait, it's not illegal. I know, but you know, they're just saying that if I plead, they won't put me in prison for 20 years, and I'll just be on probation. And a few times they fought it and won. They've listened to me. It's gotten to the point I don't even call these people up anymore. But you know what? Let's do it again. This week, I'm going to call this gentleman up. A 18-year-old city resident is in a Massachusetts jail after state police said they found an arsenal in his truck. Luke S. Huizinga was on his way to a wedding in Maine when a state trooper pulled him over for a minor traffic violation. It goes on. He had a Bushmaster, semi-automatic. He had a shotgun. Why, he had some knives. Oh, my gosh. And it goes on and on. It shows the pocket knives. They're so deadly. And he was going up there to shoot with his buddies. And it goes on to say that he just graduated as a top of his class homeschooler and had no criminal record, including no misdemeanors. He was homeschooled as a sportsman and gun enthusiast who's familiar with guns, perhaps a little too much, his mother said. Stressed that he was no criminal intent. And they never list the crime he's committed here. And I see this over and over again. I mean, listen, folks, try in Austin, Texas, driving with your pickup truck with a rifle. The police will pull you over in 10 seconds. Now, in rural areas, I have talked to family that live in East Texas, where we've been since 1829, and the police will pull over, if you're walking across the street to your own land to go dove hunting, and they'll, let me see a bird hunting license. Let me call the game warden over here. What are you doing with that shotgun? It's the Soviet Union, okay? And I've had enough of it. See, first, we can't have our rifles in our cars. Folks, when I was in high school, drove a red pickup truck. I had a rifle rack in my car, and I'd throw my .243 in there and jet down to the ranch to do some hunting. And I remember being pulled over, and they'd say, you know why we pulled you over? That rifle. What are you doing with that? Well, I'm going deer hunting, buddy. What do you think I'm doing? I need you to get out of the car. I'm going to have to search it. And one time, myself and, who was it? Roger Raisler, later a UT football player, a few years younger than me, and his brother Alex Raisler were driving. And by the way, he was valedictorian of his class. Now he's like a top doctor. But the point is, no criminal record, guys I lifted weights with, and we're driving to go to the shooting range, and we've got four rifles in the back and some handguns, and... State police pull us over, go through the guns, ask us why we've got them. They get on the radio, the cop wants to do something to us, and his superiors tell him don't. I mean, this country is down the toilet. It is down the toilet. We have turned into a secret police degenerate nation. You know, I've told the story one time when I lived in an apartment, walked out when I was in college, popped the back of my Mustang hatchback, threw the deer rifle in there, drove, went hunting, came back a few days later. My neighbor said, yeah, the police were here, and they went to your door and everything else because, you know, old lady next door saw you putting a rifle in there. Oh, my goodness, not in America, because these people, all they do is watch television. And all these cop shows are based in New York and Chicago and Boston. You know, these fake shows, but then the real cop shows too, where you're not allowed to carry a handgun or rifle in your car, even if you're going to the shooting range. It's up to their discretion. Texas was like that for a while, but so many lawsuits later, they had to back off of that. So that's the moral of the story. You can fight this. And you see these TV shows every episode. Oh, you know, he's got a gun. You got a permit for this? Very few places you've got to have a permit. But they say, you got a permit for this? And people watch that in Alabama and Texas and Northern California and Nevada and Arizona and Wyoming and everywhere else, Oklahoma. They watch these shows, and so then when they're in your house, I had a carpet cleaner one time try to call the police on me for a shotgun on the wall. Back before I had children, in my broadcast studio out of my house, had a shotgun right up on the wall, had a gun safe right next to it. You bet, got a shotgun. And that guy started freaking out about it. I'm not going to clean this room. That gun's illegal because it was black and, I guess, scary. And I was just like, what are you talking about, pal? There had to be a newspaper article with me leading a gun rally on the cover of the Metro and State. And I held up the newspaper. I said, see me on the newspaper at a Second Amendment rally? It's not illegal for me to have that gun. Then I had a bad feeling, and I called the carpet cleaning place, one of the bigger ones here in town. They drive yellow trucks. I'll just leave it at that. And the manager said, yes, Mr. Jones, he did want to call the police, but we explained to him it's not illegal. You understand the country we live in? The government knows, the criminals that run the government that are stealing all the money out of the banks right now, they know what they're doing. They put up billboards for the last 15 years, constantly in every state of the union, with an image of a revolver, and it says, report illegal guns. These weak-minded cowards out there that make up most of the American people see that and think that revolvers are illegal. It is creating the perception with these numbskulls, just like they've created the color of law perception that you've got to take all the vaccines the government says you have to take. But it's just incredible to see this type of thing happening. And you know, police say they're pro-Second Amendment, then act like it. Then act like it. Defend it, because it isn't going to be there long. You know something? They've reintroduced the assault weapons ban, but this time they want to physically ban all semi-automatics. All semi-autos will be banned. Semi-automatic rifles, handguns, 22s, most of the firearms out there. You're going to hand them in. Federal psychological testing for everyone. Not that you've already on some list because, you know, you got depressed when you were 20 or something when your daddy died of cancer. Not because you were in a car wreck and they give everybody a psychological designation. Or not because you collapsed once in 120-degree weather in Iraq or something and they give you that designation. They hand them out like hotcakes. They give more than half the troops that leave the military now a psychological designation. That's so they can disarm you. They don't want people who know how to use weapons and defend this country to have them. But see, they've gotten smart. They don't brag about their legislation anymore. They just introduce it quietly. Just like they've been saying for months, they don't want to return to the Fairness Doctrine to restrict free speech. But this time they say on the Internet. Now they've introduced a bill to do just that. Nancy Pelosi, Wall Street Journal, reported Friday that will restrict free speech on the Internet and talk radio. The bill was introduced by the Speaker of the House. Meanwhile, Obama's out lying in public saying, oh, we're not reintroducing that. They do that to destroy resistance, just like they've introduced all these federal bills for carbon taxes on every facet of your cars, your home, businesses, jobs, hundreds of taxes. And then Obama comes out and says he's not going to do it, to destroy people saying no. Meanwhile, they've introduced the bills. You understand how they operate? You understand what they're doing? All right, when we get back, I'm going to tell you about the deadly vaccines, the latest. Hey, how about some bird flu in your vaccine? How's that sound? How about make it go airborne? How about kill a bunch of us deader than a hammer? How about some AIDS in your vaccine? We'll tell you about that when we get back.
The new World Order Beast is genetically modifying your food. Genetically modifying. Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses. Viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender. Surrender. All canned food supplies will eventually run out. What then? Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company. And it's owned by a real patriot, Big John Lipscomb. You can now have an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt expert system has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
SouthSummit.com is the place for top name brand knives such as Kershaw, Spyderco, Cold Steel, Gerber, K-Bar, Boker, Leatherman, and more. South Summit has one of the largest selections of self-defense products on the web. Knives, stun guns, police batons, pepper spray, LED flashlights, emergency kits, binoculars, and tactical gear are just some of the great products found on SouthSummit.com. Receive discounted prices on camping and preparedness products from Camelback, Kelty, and Eureka. Check out our water storage barrels, water purification systems, and Mountain House freeze-dried foods that have a 30-year shelf life. Keep an eye on your family and keep them safe with our do-it-yourself spy camera systems. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll receive a free LED flashlight with your order. Visit SouthSummit.com. That's South Summit, S-U-M-M-I-T, SouthSummit.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-234-8654. That's 1-800-234-8654.
Rough roads might be ahead for the economy, but your vehicle doesn't have to experience them. Can't afford a new vehicle or even an expensive repair? Now you can take care of your vehicle with Protecta Engine Oil Booster by SFR, which is a fully synthetic oil booster. Protecta Engine Oil Booster fortifies your motor oil to help your engine last longer. Protecta Engine Oil Booster has been tested by independent laboratories and proven in over 1 million vehicles worldwide. We'll give you enough Protecta Engine Oil Booster for 5 complete oil changes for only $22.95. That's enough for 2 vehicles for up to 1 year. Start taking care of your vehicle today. Take advantage of this limited time offer and receive free shipping. Protecta Engine Oil Booster is the last defense against engine wear. Go to oilcompanysecret.com or call 1-888-873-7371. That's oilcompanysecret.com or 888-873-7371. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 888-873-7371 or visit oilcompanysecret.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
There must be some way out of here, said the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief.
So what's really happening is they're demonizing the Second Amendment and effectively banning the Second Amendment right now. Without even having new federal laws, they're saying millions of former members of the military, veterans, cannot own firearms now by the government giving them psychological designations for absolutely no reasons. And also the general public. They want you institutionalized. They want you on welfare, or they want you deep in debt, or they want you in the psychiatric system. And that's what national service is about, is forcing the rest of us to be in the government system. And the bills are introduced where you, even if you were never given a psychological designation, you will go before federal psychiatrist to be every 2 years to be able to have a permit to own firearms, period, retroactively. That is introduced right now. They are coming for the Second Amendment. Make no mistake. Okay, let me get into this news story. Baxter product contained live bird flu virus. That is out of the Toronto Sun. Here is another one out of the Times of India. Virus mix-up by lab could have resulted in pandemic. And I have other mainstream news articles along these lines at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. What happened is Baxter Pharmaceuticals, based in the U.S., mailed to 18 of its subsidiary factories in Europe with the orders to mix H5N1 avian flu virus, the deadly type that kills more than 60% of the people that come in contact with it. A horrible, gruesome death. Your lungs fill up with water, you die. It has a higher kill rate with young children. So they shipped this out. It has nothing to do with the regular flu vaccine, but it's mixed at 18 different locations in the big test batches. And the scientists that were reporting on this in the Canadian, French, German, Czech news, and we have quotes in stories we've written up on Infowars.com that link to all this, that are kind of boil downs of all this news. But this is so important, I recommend you read all the articles on it to fully grasp it. This is the perfect way to mutate the bird flu, the deadly bird flu, into a super airborne flu. Because it is not possible, it is likely that it would then mutate into an airborne type by merging with the other flu strains. But as if that isn't bad enough, it will also kill you if you are injected with this, or give you a good chance of being killed with it without it even mutating. Because the H5N1 is very fatal. It just doesn't live long in the air, so it needs to get through your skin into your bloodstream to be effective. And that's exactly what being injected with this will do. So I thought I would go back, and thank God this got caught and stopped, but not by Baxter. I thought I would go back. You can just Google HIV hepatitis in factor 8 into Google, and you'll get hundreds of news articles, MSNBC pieces where they admit that Bayer, the big parent company of a bunch of these conglomerates, knowingly for years, and this was ongoing until 2000, all over the world shipped out HIV-filled factor 8 blood clotting agent that's injected. The media always calls it a vaccine. It really isn't. And it's also filled with hepatitis. And it turned out they knowingly did this. And who was involved in that as well? Baxter Pharmaceutical, the same ones. Now, what's interesting here is the mainstream European press, big newspapers, in the Czech Republic and others are saying, was this done on purpose to cause a pandemic because Baxter separately is trying to get approval for a bird flu vaccine? So that's not Alex Jones saying that. That's mainstream news in Europe. But look at this article from 96. You can pull up hundreds of these. Blood, money, and AIDS. Last December, Corey Dublin, a hemophiliac infected with the virus that causes AIDS, met for lunch at Carol's Restaurant in Camarillo, California, with John Bocci, the president of Baxter International Inc. unit that makes blood clotting products. Mr. Dublin, like an estimated 6,000 to 10,000 hemophiliacs nationwide, it's a lot more than that now, it's millions worldwide, became infected with HIV after receiving a tainted clotting substance by Baxter and three other companies in the 70s and 80s. No, this went on longer than that. This is from 96. Hundreds of victims have sued, but statutes of limitations prevented thousands more from bringing claims. Really, there's no statute on fraud. There's no statute on murder. That's not true. Mr. Dublin, however, had not come to lunch to pick a fight. Rather dissatisfied with the way the key plaintiff's lawyers were handling litigation, he was on a stealth mission to negotiate for all those infected a settlement with a four companies without the knowledge of key plaintiff's lawyers. There's just an example of that. Go to YouTube and Google Bayer AIDS, and you can watch the news clips about it, where they knowingly, especially Bayer Pharmaceutical, did this. Now, we told you 2 years ago that in the trials of the HPV, the human papillomavirus vaccine, that it was killing scores of people that took it, and thousands of others were having autoimmune responses and seizures and bloody sores popping up all over their body with this live cancer virus injection that they admit doesn't even guarantee that it'll stop you from getting cervical cancer, that only kills about 4,000 people a year. They're saying every girl needs it, now every boy needs it. Perry claims it's the law to take it. Go look, there is no law. He just made it a recommended shot to the state health departments as a recommended to go to school. They don't tell you there's waivers. But why are there waivers? There's not even a law to need a waiver. And now CBS News, CNN, all of them are having reported all these deaths confirmed by the HPV, human papillomavirus, inoculations. So, you know, do this at your own risk, ladies and gentlemen. If you go back about 15 years ago, there were only five vaccines they tried to push and they claim were mandatory. Now it's over 60 shots they're trying to make people take. The big pharma comes out with new vaccines. They go lobby, pay off politicians, and politicians then claim it's the law, you've got to take them, when there's not even a law, you've got to take them. Just fraud and lies and corruption on every single front. Now this is confirmed there's HIV in these products. It's confirmed bird flu. It's confirmed the swine flu that was caused by vaccines is admitted. Killed tens of thousands in the U.S. alone. Remember that in the 70s? Folks, you better find out about all this. You better learn what's going on with all of this. You better learn about the connection between vaccines and cancer. Not just the DNA in the vaccines triggering cancer, but the fact that HV40, SV40, and scores of other viruses, most cancer is viral. Most cancer is viral. That's the big dirty secret. But now that that's out, oh, they have vaccines against viral cancer, which then kill you in many cases or maim you. But look into the fact of SV40. Just Google SV40 cancer, and you will be on the Centers for Disease Control admitting more than 200 million Americans were injected with it and that it causes scores of different types of fast-acting cancers that were unknown until the 50s with the polio vaccine, and guess what? That's still in most major vaccine stocks, not just, let me explain that again, not just polio. Now, if you see my film, Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement, we show all the documents, all the government documents, State Department, CIA, congressional testimony, that the eugenics families, like the Rockefellers, who publicly are in the encyclopedia funding the Kaiser Wilhelm Eugenics Society, that Hitler learned everything he got from, that they knowingly discovered that most cancer is viral and that it is implanted in your vaccines. I mean, I just read to you where it's HIV and bird flu. I mean, what else do you need out there? We'll be right back with Lindsey Williams, a bunch of economic news. Stay with us.
Now, with food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Do you have trouble sleeping due to sensations in your legs? You are not alone. Millions of Americans suffer from restless legs. Restless legs is a condition caused by the uncontrollable urge to move your legs. Signs include itching, pulling, tugging, and the feeling that bugs are crawling on your legs. If having restless legs is preventing you from getting the good night's sleep you deserve or is preventing you from enjoying life, you need Restulex. Restulex is an all-natural supplement that contains 74 essential vitamins, minerals, and herbs that you may not be getting in your diet. Restulex will help ease and comfort your restless legs within 24 hours and will allow you to go back to your regular routine without discomfort or embarrassment.
Call 888-4-FIT-LEGS. That's 888-434-8534. Or visit 4FITLEGS.com. That's the number 4FITLEGS.com. And ask how you can get Restulex for free today.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes are full of chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that most multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Did you know that many herbal remedies contain unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to only organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries 100% natural and chemical-free skincare, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit TOBENatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code GCN and receive a 10% discount. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog today.
What will happen when the grocery stores are empty? What are you going to do once your food is gone? What will you do when the dollar is worthless and your family needs to eat? Growing your own food is the only way to have real self-sufficiency and peace of mind. GetSeeds.net is offering an amazing special on 100 different varieties of heirloom vegetable seeds with a complete range of crops. That's 100 packets of non-hybrid seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You will have the comfort of knowing that you are truly prepared. These affordable prices are our way to pay it forward. So in turn, GetSeeds.net asks you to share these seeds of life with the less fortunate. Go to GetSeeds.net and get 100 seed packets for only $49 with free shipping. Or call 877-394-6657. That's 877-394-6657. Or go to GetSeeds.net.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
We are back live. I know we've had loaded phones since the start of the show. I know your calls will be all over the map, but Lindsey Williams can comment on those. Later, at the very end of the show, I'm going to play a clip of a senator that actually asked some hard questions of the private Federal Reserve head, Bernanke. They won't say where the $9.7 trillion now they've stolen went. And here's a Bloomberg headline from Friday. Fed refuses to release bank data, insists on secrecy. That's what this police state's all about, so the offshore banks that control Washington can carry out their heist. Also, the media is saying that Obama is basically making his entire policy system be built around attacking Rush Limbaugh. They have to do that because the Republicans and Democrats all vote to expand government, attack our liberties and freedoms, so they have to act like there's a difference between the two parties. And that will energize the liberal base, that will energize the mainline conservative base. This is a basic form of manipulation. We'll go over it. I also have some other important news. You know, there's that Bob Dylan song, Sundown on the Union. And he says in there, you know, someday even growing your own home garden will be against the law. And I've seen articles around Europe and the United States where they're restricting people even having gardens in their backyards saying, you might grow marijuana. See, no citizen can even be trusted not just to have a gun. He can't be trusted to grow tomatoes. And if you go back to slaves in Europe under feudalism, they couldn't grow their own food. It's a system of control. And I saw that out of the Tulsa World. Tulsa City Councilor questions community gardens, saying allowing citizens to grow gardens in their backyards. Yeah, we're so controlled, can't have a garden. He says because they might grow marijuana, so we have to have police inspections of your garden. See, all guilty until proven innocent. Oh my gosh, you got a tomato plant. And here in Austin, everybody I talk to that gets raided by the police, it's for having bloodweed in their backyard that grows everywhere. Oh, that bloodweed looks a little bit like it. We don't have a warrant, but we're coming in your house. It's such a sick joke. They use the phony drug war to get involved in our lives, and the bigger the drug war gets, the more drugs on our streets, the more liberties and freedoms we lose. Look at Mexico collapsing because of their phony drug war. You end the drug war, the crime gangs, the syndicates, the banks laundering the money will rise up like a coal sore. It'll all become very, very clear. But they won't do that because it's their plan to bring down this nation. It's the globalists. They want to conquer us. It's what they do. And until we wake up to that, it's over. Now, I want to introduce Lindsey Williams. Lindsey hadn't been on the Sunday syndicated show. I know a lot of our listeners tune into both the weekday shows and the Sunday show. But Lindsey, in the time we've got, I would just ask you to basically recap who you are, the story you've told, the information that's come out. You know, what you wrote about 25 years ago came out to be true in declassified documents, that there's more oil in one area of Alaska than in all of Saudi Arabia, and they won't let us have it because they want to, you know, be able to manipulate the prices. We also know that, well, you said 7 months ago on this show and others that the oil price is going to drop from $147 a barrel to below 50. Everybody laughed at you, but you have these former executive contacts when you worked with the board of Atlantic Richfield and others as their chaplain, and you've since talked to this individual again, and you went on my show and made those predictions because it was directly from the globalist, just like we infiltrated Bilderberg in 2006 and said they're going to run the stock market up to 14,000 again and then drop it in 2008. Not because we're geniuses, we cover what the elite are actually doing. And we talked about how they would claim it was the subprime mortgages that caused it when it wasn't, and then that they would steal basically all the money because we had sources inside Bilderberg. And that's covered, by the way, in my new film, The Obama Deception, that comes out March 15th. So just basically recap, and then everything we've covered in the last three or four interviews we've done, condense it down, what's happening in the world. Lindsey Williams, good to have you back with us.
Thank you, Alex, for allowing me to be this weekend with you on your weekend show for the first time. I feel honored. And yes, let's go back a ways. First of all, let me say that back on July the 28th, you were bold enough to allow me to present something that possibly no way in this world it could happen. But I guess as a result of you knowing that for the past 35 years, the elite have told me things, you allowed me on your show to tell you, because I had a contact from them 8 months ago and was told everything that the elite planned to do in the world for the next year to a year and a half. And it has happened exactly like they said it. But let me go back so that folks will understand why I can say the things that I'm going to say today, because today I'm going to tell you how things have already taken place and everything that will happen for the next year. It began for me 35 years ago. I was asked to be the chaplain on the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline, and the elite, and the folks, let me say as emphatically as I can, there positively is a group of people on the face of the earth who control the world. And since I was chaplain on the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline, they invited me to sit in on their board meetings in an advisory capacity in order to help the relationship between management and labor as they were building that the biggest pipe ever constructed on the face of the earth for the carrying of crude oil from the Prudhoe Bay, huge new American oil field on the Arctic Ocean. Well, I had the experience of my lifetime. Now, by the providence of God, it had to have happened, because how would a little unknown, insignificant missionary flying airplanes out in the bush of Alaska all of a sudden be allowed to sit with the people you hear about in the World Bank, the IMF, top oil company officials of the world? It could have only happened by the providence of God. Very few people on the face of this earth have ever lived with the elite for 3 years' time. I did. Sat across the dinner table from them, stayed in the same dorms with them at Prudhoe Bay on the oil field. These were not men coming to my church. I was on their oil field. They greeted me kind of like a mascot, told me everything that I asked, never withheld anything from me. And I had an opportunity to literally observe the elite of the world firsthand as probably nobody else ever has that would be allowed to ever tell the story, and I'm quite sure they didn't think that I would. Well, over the past 35 years, everything that I've ever been told by them, I have told it to the world. And a few times I've been contacted, and they've said, Chaplain, you're saying too much, and you're going to have to back off. If you don't, we're going to have to take action. Well, that's exactly what happened back 8 months ago. One of them called me. This is the second time this has happened in 35 years. This gentleman I had not seen for about 25 years. I know who he is. He's 82 years of age now, but once you become a part of them, you never get away from it. And he said, Chaplain, you've got to quit saying certain things. You're talking too much, and you're getting us in trouble. And if you don't quit, we're going to have to take action.
And by the way, for those that don't know, your video went as viral as Loose Change, the most downloaded film in Internet history. It was number one on Google Video for 6-7 months with millions of views a day. So that's why they called you. It was international sensation. The info you've been telling us for myself 13 years finally got a lot of attention. So they call you up. They threaten you. Continue.
Yes, and what he said was not too pleasant. And I remember very well that John F. Kennedy, the President of the United States of America, decided one day he'd buck the elite, change over the currency, and do away with the Federal Reserve. Well, it didn't take long for him to get shot. So there was no sense in the world in me arguing with him. I talked with the gentleman a few minutes, agreed to pull my video, redo it, agreed to shut down my website, which you won't find it there any longer. But that's not the important thing. The important part is what I can do in helping you who are listening to this program today know everything that the elite told me for the next year and a year and a half that they plan to do. Because after this gentleman and I came to agreement, he said, now, Chaplain, if you'll do these simple things, he said, we'll let you alone, let you go ahead and talk like you want to. Well, at that point, I asked him, I decided I'd be friendly. I said, how's your family, your wife, where have you been living since I saw you 25 years ago? He became quite polite, and at that point, I began asking him questions, and for 45 minutes' time, he talked with me on the phone. Now, if you can imagine, Alex, I must say, I put on my britches just like you do every morning.
This is former CEO of one of the big five oil companies, but go ahead.
Yeah, and he was talking with me on the phone, and he said, this is what we're going to do. Now, that was when crude oil was $147 a barrel.
It actually hit 150, to be technical, but go ahead.
Yeah, and there's no way in this world that it was going to come down to $50 a barrel, but he said to me it's coming down to $50 a barrel. He said the price of gasoline at the gas pump is going to $1.50 to $2 a gallon. He said, I said, why are you going to do this? He said, we're going to do it for the purpose of bankrupting OPEC oil-producing countries of the world. This was unthinkable. The richest people on the face of the earth to be bankrupted. I said, what's this going to do to that city over there called Dubai, 5-star, never anything been built like it before? He said, it's going to become a ghost town. He went right down the line with everything that was going to happen, including what was going to take place for the next 12 months to a year and a half in the United States of America. Now, Alex, I would like to do something very unusual on your program as it goes along today. I have never done this in the 35 years that I have had the privilege of doing radio talk shows all across America. I have never done what I'd like to do on your show today. You see, knowing the elite personally, sitting across the dinner table from them, living in the dorms with them, talking with them on their level, I was able to analyze their mind.
I understand. Stay there. You got to know them and how they work. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNlive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNlive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNlive.com. We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
ARC Phase 1 of the Insider's Plan for a One World Government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase 1 is a One World currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase 2 of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Here explains why the city of Austin has so many well.
Thank you for listening to GCN.
KLBJ, Austin, Texas.
IRN USA Radio News, I'm Jody Jordan. No one has claimed responsibility yet for a lethal attack on an army base in Northern Ireland that killed two members of the British military and wounded four others. Eyewitnesses said gunmen opened fire from a passing car, striking the soldiers. This is British Prime Minister Gordon Brown.
Our first priority has always been the security of people in Northern Ireland, and we'll do everything in our power to make sure that Northern Ireland is safe and secure, and I assure you that we will bring these murderers to justice.
And the death toll from this morning's suicide bombing in Baghdad has reached 28. Iraqi police officials say the attack at the city's main police academy wounded 57 in addition to the fatalities. The bomber was reportedly wearing an explosive vest when he drove a motorcycle, also packed with explosives, into the back entrance of the academy building. This is IRN USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Bob.
And Bill.
We're here to talk about your boss.
The stick-it-to-him guy.
That's not nice.
There's nothing I love more than to be told when and where I can and cannot go by someone who thinks they're smarter than me and wants me to know it.
I'm sensing a little bit of pent-up aggression there, Bill.
I lost my happy place for a minute there.
No, there is an alternative to the old J-O-B.
Yeah, it's called unemployment.
I'm talking about starting your own business.
I'm losing my happy place again.
Well, what if I could show you a proven system that really does work?
What's that?
Andy Willoughby's three-step plan.
How in the world are you anyway, Andy Willoughby?
Oh, nice. The thing about the three-step plan is you don't have to go looking for customers. The customers call you, and you don't have to sell anything. The system does all the work. You just provide the information.
I can do that.
That's why I'm telling you about it, Bill. Even you could be your own boss.
Can I tell myself when to go home?
Oh, of course.
Can I tell myself to take a vacation?
Why don't you just tell yourself to take a hike?
And don't take me out of my happy place.
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. Go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-480-2102.
Pakistani authorities have released 12 Taliban militants who'd been in Pakistani custody to keep up their end of a bargain negotiated with Taliban leaders. The deal was struck with Islamists in the troubled northwestern Swat Valley. On February 24th, Taliban militants announced a ceasefire, and Pakistani forces in turn halted operations in Swat. U.S. officials are uneasy about the deal, fearful of the possibility of another safe haven for Al-Qaeda on Pakistani soil. A pilotless U.S. drone aircraft is missing after entering Pakistan yesterday. It's believed to have crashed. The unmanned aerial vehicles routinely fly over northwest Pakistan regions along the border with Afghanistan, seeking out Islamist militants. And an executive order that would lift the 8-year limits on stem cell research is set to be signed by President Obama tomorrow. For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNUSANews.com.
With a word about Israel, here's best-selling author and Bible teacher Kay Arthur.
If you could only visit one country, one nation on the face of this earth, it should be Israel, because then you'll never be the same.
To start planning your trip to Israel today, call 1-888-77-ISRAEL or visit www.goisrael.com.
You'll never be the same.
The weak U.S. economy is evidenced even in the annual Iditarod Dog Sled Race, which began with the traditional ceremonial 11-mile run through Anchorage Saturday. The field of competitors is smaller, 67 mushers compared to a record 96 entries in last year's race. Because of heavy snow, the race is expected to take more than the normal 9 days on the trail. The winner received a new truck and a cash award of $69,000. This is Governor Sarah Palin.
This is what puts Alaska on the map. Yeah, this uniquely Alaskan event. We're just so proud to get to Alaska, of course, get to host such an event. It's world class. It's so unique, and we're just so proud of this race every year.
North Koreans go to the polls today, and this is the first election since Kim Jong-il reportedly suffered a stroke last August. Here's Gene Lee.
There are hints that Kim Jong-il may be grooming one of his sons to succeed him.
And summer jobs are not just for young people anymore, especially in this pink slip-heavy economy. Dan McBride is the director at the Ride Playland Amusement Park. He says high unemployment in a nation in the midst of a recession is tipping the age scale of his summer applicant pool.
This year, our applicant pool is older and more mature, without any question.
The unemployment situation is the nation's worst in 25 years. I'm Jody Jordan for IRN USA Radio News.
Tax season is upon us, and a lot of you are concerned because tax-related fraud is up 600%. I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock. The economy is chaotic enough without you having to worry about identity thieves stealing your refund. And with LifeLock, you'll never have to, because we protect your identity or we'll fix the problem at our expense up to $1 million. That's LifeLock's $1 million total service guarantee. Why worry about identity theft when you can have the confidence and peace of mind that comes with LifeLock? Call now.
Now you can have LifeLock's industry-leading identity theft protection absolutely free for 30 days by simply calling 1-800-884-1295. That's 1-800-884-1295. And remember to use promo code TAX. That's 1-800-884-1295. Promo code TAX. Again, 1-800-884-1295. Protect yourself now.
Prepare yourself
for a talk radio experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
I know we've had loaded phone lines since the radio show began. We're going to get to you. It won't matter if it's all over the map, because Lindsey Williams can comment on it all. But, Pastor, recap what you've said in your past interviews. Explain what he told you they were going to do 8 months ago. Then you go on the air 6.5, 7 months ago. You break it down when oil prices were only rising.
'08. And believe me, you had to have been bold to have allowed that, because crude oil prices at that time were $147 a barrel, and this gentleman told me they were going to $50 a barrel. I knew there was no way in this world that this could happen, except that the elite would do it. Now, folks, let me pause here long enough to say, please, please, I beg of you, believe everything you hear Alex Jones say on his show. I know from firsthand experience that the elite of this world do exist. There is a handful of people who control our government, control our president, control the currencies, control OPEC and the oil production of the world and the price they get for a barrel of oil. And this man said to me, it is going to $50 a barrel. It's going to $1.50 to $2 a gallon for gas pump. Now, here I'm going to make a prediction. Don't be concerned about gasoline prices going up the gas pump. They aren't. I was told by this man that they would stay this way until they had completely bankrupted OPEC, the oil-producing countries of the world. That means a year to a year and a half, you are going to see gasoline prices stay right where they are today and not go up. Mark my words, I was told it by one of those who knows everything that goes on behind
closed doors. And by the way, since then, several mainstream publications like Bloomberg and AP and George Soros at the Davos World Economic Forum, where the elite spews their propaganda, admitted that they've artificially lowered oil prices to bankrupt Russia, Venezuela, the Arabs, and ensure a worldwide depression so the big central banks, flush with all the bailout money, can buy everything up for pennies on the dollar with an artificially engineered fire sale. Now, within months of you saying this on air, it began to drop from $150 a barrel down to $100, down to $75, down to $60, down to as low as $33 a barrel. It's at 40-something right now. It bounces around down there at the bottom. Again, he told you they were doing this. Now, break down why they wanted to destroy the world economy.
They're doing this intentionally. All this was planned months and months in advance. This did not happen by chance. What's happening in the finances of America right now, likewise, are not happening by chance. All of this is for the purpose of bringing about everything that you're seeing take place right now in banking. He told me, he said, America will see a... Now, folks, please notice this. I'm quoting this man verbatim, word for word. He it almost as if he had just walked out of the boardroom of the elite and was quoting it to me on the telephone before we had this financial crisis, before Obama was elected, before we had any money given by the Treasury of the United States of America to the banks of America, before the real estate crisis took place. This man told me, and Alex, thank you for allowing me the privilege of being on your show.
You bet, Lindsay. Let's get into it. So
America will see a financial collapse that will be so great that it will take years to come out of it. Now, this means he was forecasting exactly what's taking place in the financial world right now, the real estate crisis, the banking crisis. And, folks, you haven't seen anything yet. You just wait until they finish up what they wanted, because he said to me, he said, this is being done for the purpose of bankrupting the OPEC oil-producing countries of the world. That means that they no longer have the money to buy our T-bills. Folks, you don't realize just how drastic this is. The T-bills pay the interest on the national debt of the United States of America, and when they don't buy our Treasury bills at the auctions of the Treasury, it could bring about a collapse of the dollar. Mark my words, you are going to see 6 months, 9 months, maximum 1 year from now, a total, complete collapse of the United States dollar and the economic system in this country. Prepare yourself for it. I was told by one of the insiders themselves that it's going to happen, and you can depend on the fact. Now, Alex, when can I come down to the mindset of these people so I can help folks understand why they have all this to do?
Let's do that in a moment. I first want to flesh out the fact that you said on this show almost 7 months ago that it would first start bankrupting things like Dubai, which was supposedly the best place to invest in the world. Now the New York Times admits it's imploding. They're stopping building. They're going into full bore depression. People are going to the airport and just leaving their cars and flying out of the country, the foreign workers. I mean, it's happening here. This is a war against everybody. I've had some good old boys email me and go, good, let's bankrupt Venezuela and Russia and the Arabs. No. This is the banks and the oil companies, the same people that own them, bankrupting the world to bring in a world government, a world carbon tax, total control, and they've now announced it. They've announced, Gordon Brown was here this week, announcing a new world government. I mean, I was listening to Fox Radio and on XM, and they were going, I guess people like Alex Jones are right. Imagine I turned on XM last night, and there's some talk show. I was going, I guess Alex Jones is right. They're saying it's a world government, and you know, they're taking over. We were only going off their documents, but please continue. Yes, go ahead and get into their mindset.
Alex, you're telling everything that these people plan to do. You've told it in advance. You've been right on the money every time. People should believe every word you're saying. OPEC oil financial oil ministers met just a few days ago, and after their meeting, they made this statement. They said, in 4 months, OPEC, that's the oil-producing countries of the world, have lost $2.5 trillion. You heard me correct.
And they were heavily leveraged in derivatives as well, overextended. Again, bankrupt the middle class in Western Europe, the U.S., bankrupt the middle class in Japan, bankrupt the middle class in Australia, bankrupt the middle class in Latin America, bankrupt corporations, and then government working for the bankers come in then and consolidate everything. Go ahead.
They have everything to gain by this. The average person says, oh, my goodness, as one person said to me the other day, don't some of these elite live in the United States of America? Do they want to destroy their own country? I said, wait a minute, you don't understand their mindset. So this past week, after you'd given me the invitation.
Yeah, these are conquerors. Explain their mindset. Break down their conquerors. This is global domination using economics as a weapon.
Yes. Now, folks, understand, I lived with them for 3 years. I had an opportunity to analyze them on their own ground. The name of the game is control. If you remember anything in this program today, please remember that expression. The power is greater. The power of these people is greater than the average person can even comprehend. They control presidents. They control the government. They control nations. They control currencies. They control the masses. They have the leverage and the power to be able to do this. They create a problem, and then they create a solution to solve the problem. Now, let me begin 15 years ago. Two institutions that were created. Remember back on this. Two institutions were created to make money available for the real estate loans, Fannie and Freddie. 40% of all loans were made by them, guaranteed by the government. They were ordered, Fannie and Freddie were, to make loans to anybody. Teaser loans, interest loans, no interest loans, option arm loans.
And the real estate workers were publicly told to falsify the reports and they wouldn't get in trouble.
They were.
And that's why none of them are, because they were told to do it.
They created the bubble. They knew exactly what they were doing, and they also knew exactly when they were going to pull the noose and that the bubble would burst and the real estate crisis would take place. And it all began 15 years ago when they began to create it. Secondly, 15 years ago, they planned the price of crude oil to go from $30 a barrel to $137 a barrel. Then they planned it and told me about it 8 months in advance that it would go from $137 a barrel to $50 a barrel, that gasoline would go from $5, $4 to $5 a gallon to $1.50 to $2 a gallon. OPEC oil-producing countries had, during the time it was $137 a barrel, and stayed there for quite a period of time, around $125 to $140, and the OPEC oil-producing countries obligated themselves for defense contracts. Oh, my goodness, they bought armament like you wouldn't believe. Energy, infrastructure.
Stay there. Yeah. We got a break. We'll come right back, Lindsay, get into their mindset.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. March 6, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $934.90. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $961.76, $480.88 for the half ounce, and $240.44 for a quarter ounce. That's $961.76, $480.88, and $240.44.
We've been hearing the USA has been spending money faster than tax collections. Now the government has published the document that sounds the alarm. That's right, the United States Government Accountability Office, the GAO, has published the long-term fiscal outlook document. Clearly stating that the federal debt burden is spiraling out of control, this will directly affect programs like Social Security to FDIC's ability to insure bank deposits. Taxation and inflationary printing of the U.S. dollar are inevitable pressures facing the economy. Get this document free by calling 800-686-2237. The U.S. GAO has spelled it out in black and white. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Rosie. Life Change Tea sets the standard. Have you heard on radio all the new teas with funny names, movie stars, celebrities endorsing these products and so on? Have you checked the results? Not the pictures of the bikini babes and such, but the results. Have you checked their pricing and the funky three-month contracts and all that stuff? Have you checked their results? Oh, that's right, I said that. Did you check the ingredients and did you check for caffeine? Yeah. Life Change Tea is the real deal. Not a new yippee-yay tea, but a tea if you drink it daily, it'll change your life, and it will clean your body. Our middle name is Results. You can pay more, and you can have a celebrity smile, or you can get results. Your call. Or should I say, make the call. Get the tea at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Order now for real results.
Do you suffer from aches and pains in your knees, arms, wrists, or elbows? Is it difficult to get out of bed in the morning because of joint stiffness? Have you been looking for a safe, natural alternative to help ease your pain? If so, you need to visit solartherm.ca. Solartherm, the pain care you wear, is a patented ceramic fiber support technology that holds in and reflects your own body heat, soothing those sore areas. Solartherm is extremely light and comfortable to wear and increases blood flow to the affected areas without the use of toxic chemicals. Imagine being able to finally relieve the aches and pains in your elbows, knees, wrist, back, and more. So forget about messy creams that have an unpleasant smell. Try Solartherm, the pain care you wear. Call them today at 1-877-747-6664. That's 1-877-747-6664. Or visit them online at solartherm.ca. That's solar, T-H-E-R-M, solartherm.ca.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Against the law. And I got articles all over the country. Police want home gardens to be illegal. Can't trust prisoners. You think a prisoner's allowed to have a garden? But they're doing it because they want to help you. Sundown on the Union. Tulsa City Council questions people being allowed to have their own gardens. He says they may grow weed. You're all prisoners until you say, no, I'm not a prisoner. We need a jailbreak here. Defeat the New World Order. Lindsay, I want to go to calls in the last 30 minutes of the show. And we're going to come back and also tell folks about some of the documentaries you've done. But right now, yeah, blitz through. You were getting how they set the world up in this big Ponzi scheme to blow it out and then bring world government out of it. And then the mindset of these people. Go ahead.
What we're talking about is not a conspiracy. This is an agenda. They had it planned in advance. They knew everything they were going to do. I heard them talking about a 30-year plan 35 years ago when I lived with the elite on the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline. Today, I am seeing them fulfill everything they have told me over these past 35 years they were going to do. They planned the real estate crisis. They planned the price of gasoline to go to $1.50 to $2 a gallon for gas pump. They had the states, the United States government and the states of America, to obligate themselves for every kind of project imaginable and put in every kind of agency imaginable based on the taxes that they were going to receive as a result of the booming economy that had been artificially created.
And even though it's imploding, they just keep expanding government everywhere.
Yes, and they've done all of this intentionally. Okay, 15 years ago, they planned the price of crude oil to go to $137 a barrel. They did it gradually. Then they led all the OPEC, that's the oil-producing nations of the world, to believe that it was going to stay there, so they obligated themselves for defense. Every kind of infrastructure project imaginable, every kind of debt and obligation long-term that you could imagine, they got them in that debt intentionally in order to be able to bankrupt them. The only way you can get a person bankrupted is to put them in debt. They took the price there so that they could bring it to $50 a barrel. They told me 8 months in advance that they were going to do it. Dubai started to build that beautiful five-star city. Venezuela got into every kind of trouble imaginable, and now Mr. Chavez is just about to be ousted because his people think he was the one did it. He was not the one that did it. The elitists did it to him. Nigeria is in trouble. The Arabs are in trouble. China, oh, my goodness. You say
Russia.
You say, wait a minute. The elite don't control China. Yes, they do, folks. Please believe
me. The Rockefeller sent George Herbert Walker Bush there in 1975 to start the one-child policy in a State Department treaty for money.
They control the world. I mean, they control China. They control Russia. They control the Arab world. They control the United States of America. They dictate to Congress what bills to pass. They put in Oh, my goodness. Okay, China. They let China believe that the economy in America was going to continue the way it was going in the rest of the world. Now, today, they have almost bankrupted them. China has 70,000 Chinese factories that have closed in the past 5 months. 28 to 30 million Chinese are out of work that came from the farms into the city, and you're going to see riots in China like you've never heard of. Russia.
And then the IMF documents state that once the riot starts, that lets the establishment bring in martial law, and then the people are actually asking for it.
Yes, and so in Russia, they've devalued the ruble 8 times. Why? Because the elite of the world took crude oil to the price they did, then crashed it to the price. I never thought they'd take it down to $33 a barrel, Alex, but they have. He told me $50 a barrel. I was amazed when they took it to 33. They really want to get on with this project. And so Russia's in trouble. 15 years ago, they created derivatives. Oh, folks, if you've never heard about derivatives, please, I beg of you, you've got to know what a derivative is.
Yeah, it's not the subprime mortgages. That's the cover. That's why they didn't spend the bailout money on that. It's these made-up instruments that they rated as pure gold cash. They use it to buy up the world. Then they pop the Ponzi scheme. They have all the real assets and buy up the planet.
And every bit of this was created in advance. They created the real estate problem. They created the fuel problem.
Well, it's Obama's. Bush was involved, but and Clinton was involved. But it's Obama's entire team, Rubin and Summers, and the rest of them are the very people that made the changes and got rid of the Glass-Steagall Act and others.
And every bit of this, folks, it is not happening by chance. Oh, I plead with you to believe everything you're hearing Alex Jones say. The elite of the world created the real estate crisis. The elite of the world created the banking crisis. The elite of the world created the small business crisis. And you haven't seen anything yet. Unemployment, did it just happen? Not on your life. Every bit of this is, and you are going to see, I'm going to read it to you one more time. This individual who knows everything that goes on behind closed doors told me 8 months ago, and I broke it on Alex Jones' show on July the 28th before it ever happened, he said America will see a financial collapse that will be so great that it will take years, not months, as Obama says, years to come out of it. They are creating a depression. I was told it 8 months in advance and had the privilege of saying it on this show, oil to $50 a barrel, bankrupt OPEC.
Now finish up with their mindset, though. Finish up with their mindset.
Their mindset is control. Control. That it's not necessarily money. Some people think, oh, these people
if you've got the control, then you print the money, but go ahead.
Yeah, Hitler, Mussolini, Stalin. It's the identical same mindset that they had, is the mindset they'll be elite. The elite have made you to believe that the United States Treasury must bail out the banks. They had to do this. It was all a part of you paying for the elite's playing. I don't know how else to put it.
No. I mean, they admit they're setting up a new bank of the world, called a new world order that you will pay carbon taxes to, hundreds of new taxes, everything you do organized and run by them. Or they won't turn the economy back on when they're the very people that engineered the implosion. I mean, even the Financial Times of London admits this. When we come back, I'm going to play a quick clip of George Soros admitting they're using oil as a weapon. But please continue.
Yeah, they made you believe that the banks of America had to be bailed out. In order to do it, they created the real estate crisis. Then with all of these derivatives that were out there, the banks of America were in trouble. They told you as a taxpayer, oh, you've got to bail them out. If you don't, we're going to have another depression. Well, you're going to have another depression anyway, whether they bail them out or not. And did you realize that you, the American taxpayer, have paid the bills for the elite by bailing out the banks of the United States of America and GM and Chrysler?
Well, it was a setup. I mean, they mean to bankrupt GM and Chrysler and move them to Brazil and places with the bailout money. But, I mean, the banks are bragging that they're keeping the money to buy up other banks and insurance companies. It's a total scam.
Now, folks, you've got to believe this because I told it on Alex Jones' show on July the 28th, not because Lindsey Williams had the knowledge of this.
Lindsey, I had you on because I got the exact same info 2 years before that at Bilderberg. That's why I knew, plus you've been accurate in the past. I mean, we're going off what the globalists say and do. I mean, I got arrested going up there trying to cover it. You know, we go through hell and high water to bring people this information.
Let me give you an example that maybe would come down to home, because I know some of you sitting out there right now still mind-boggled, saying, can this guy possibly know what he's talking about? Okay, let's take a simple thing like your house mortgage. All right, you buy a house. You take it on a 30-year mortgage. You go down and get a loan, and that loan is guaranteed by Fannie and Freddie. All of a sudden, you've paid on the house for 15 years, and a financial crash comes like we're having
right
now.
Stay there. Let's cover it when we get back. Stay there. And George Soros, straight ahead with Lynn.
In these uncertain times, safety and precaution are key. Don't rely on others for protection. Protect yourself and your family with products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and personal safety devices on the web. From home safety to nighttime safety, we have the products you need. Order the Discreet Pepper Mace Baton, which relies on a powerful pepper formula that, upon direct contact with an attacker's eyes, forces them to slam shut, causing an intense burning sensation. This refillable unit is designed to be carried as a keyring, easily accessible pepper spray, and a defensive baton. PepperSpray.com is offering a special for all GCN listeners. Order the Pepper Spray Baton and receive a free refill cartridge. Please click the GCN category tab on our site for this offer. Visit us today at PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988.
YourFoodStorage.com has been helping families prepare with the lowest priced, highest quality, storable food for over a decade.
And right now, a one-year food supply that feeds 4 to 5 people is only $39.95.
That's right, a one-year supply that feeds 4 to 5 people for under $4,000.
That's only 92 cents per person for each meal.
And comes with a 30-year shelf life. This amazing package has everything your family needs to survive for one full year. Your gourmet food is packed fresh when you place your order
and is shipped to your doorstep in about 2 weeks.
YourFoodStorage.com does not use any leftovers from Y2K.
No fillers, MSG, or GMOs.
Order now and receive free shipping anywhere in the lower 48. Visit YourFoodStorage.com.
That's YourFoodStorage.com.
Or call 888-814-0289. That's 888-814-0289. Remember, it's better to have it and not need it
than to need it and not have it.
Order now from YourFoodStorage.com.
Rough roads might be ahead for the economy, but your vehicle doesn't have to experience them. Can't afford a new vehicle or even an expensive repair? Now you can take care of your vehicle with Protecta Engine Oil Booster by SFR, which is a fully synthetic oil booster. Protecta Engine Oil Booster fortifies your motor oil to help your engine last longer. Protecta Engine Oil Booster has been tested by independent laboratories and proven in over 1 million vehicles worldwide. We'll give you enough Protecta Engine Oil Booster for 5 complete oil changes for only $22.95. That's enough for 2 vehicles for up to 1 year. Start taking care of your vehicle today. Take advantage of this limited time offer and receive free shipping. Protecta Engine Oil Booster is the last defense against engine wear. Go to oilcompanysecret.com or call 1-888-873-7371. That's oilcompanysecret.com or 888-873-7371. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 888-873-7371 or visit oilcompanysecret.com.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit OrganicaSeed.com. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You know, it's so frustrating reading UN documents, Rand Corporation documents, Pentagon documents, linking to them on Infowars.com, State Department Memorandum 200, where they say they want to get rid of the majority of the people on the planet. and to know it's real, to know it's happening, and just keep warning people and warning folks. And yeah, tens of millions worldwide listen, but it isn't enough. And more people are listening every day and finding out we're telling the truth. But it's scary to admit the truth. All I can tell you, listeners, is we're in a lot of trouble. But what the elite are doing is so over the top, so criminal, that if we just speak up and stand up and say no, we can beat them. Now, we're going to go to your phone calls here in a few minutes. I want Lindsay to finish up with the story he was telling about your house mortgage as a parable or an example. But first, I wanted to play this brief clip of George Soros. It's up on YouTube. It's from the Davos Globalist Switzerland meeting, Economic Forum, a few weeks ago, where he's being interviewed on international television. And he admits that oil is being used as a weapon and that it's destroying all these different economies. Now, the clip's long. We're just playing a clip of it. You can just Google George Soros admits oil is a weapon and watch the whole clip. But here it is.
Bursting. However, it's not all bad news, because the major oil-producing countries have been the enemies of the prevailing world order: Venezuela, Iran, Russia. And it's not so easy to finance a Bolivarian revolution with $40 oil. So I think Venezuela is Chavez, probably his days are numbered. And in Iran, I think that he's not going to last a year. I may be wrong, but I mean, he's under considerable duress and his influence is going to decline. In Iran, Ahmadinejad is up for elections in 2009, and unless he can provoke some incident, or I think that he's liable to also be defeated, and you may have a more reasonable regime.
What about Russia?
Now, Russia is more troubling, because you see, the Putin has been using oil for a number of reasons.
All right, let's stop right there. You can go watch the whole clip if you want, but these countries are going against the New World Order, and so they've got to be dealt with. But remember, it's going to kill you as well, because these countries can't buy our T-bills. They can't prop up the debt anymore. This is the bankers going out and bad-mouthing the world economy, saying we're in a depression, to artificially implode it so they can consolidate. That's the banker game. It's now in congressional testimony that the banks engineered the 1929 crash. Lindsay Williams, please continue.
This person told me back 8 months ago, and you remember me saying this on your show, Alex. It just was brought to my mind by what George Soros just said. Iran, he said to me, right at the time that everybody was predicting, even I was saying, we're going to have a war with Iran. America, Israel, somebody's going to invade them. No. This individual said to me, we do not want to go to war with Iran. I said, well, what's going on?
No, you said that on air almost 7 months ago. You were right.
Yeah.
You said, no, they're going to bankrupt them with oil. Yeah, but go ahead.
Yeah, he said, oil, we're going to bankrupt them. That's exactly what George Soros just said 8 months later. And I was told it by one of the people who knows everything that goes on behind closed doors. Okay, go back to your house. There's so much to say, Alec. I'm having to talk as fast as I can. I know we're running out. Okay, your house, 30-year mortgage. You pay on it for 15 years. All of a sudden, you have a financial crash like we're having right now. You haven't seen anything yet. You think this is bad. You wait till 6 to 9 months from now, folks.
And it's not going to stop until we arrest the bankers. It's not going to stop until we take our country back.
You're exactly right, and it's going to be programs like yours that see it brought back, because the only thing that these people fear is the masses waking up, and that's what you're doing for them, Alex. Okay, 30-year mortgage, you pay on it for 15 years. What did that banker give you when you bought that house? They gave you a piece of paper. They did not give you gold or silver. They gave you no tangible objects whatsoever. They paid no collateral, but you did. And you gave them that house as collateral. Okay, you pay on it 15 years. You have a crash. You lose your job. All of a sudden, you can't pay on your house. After 3 months of you being behind on your mortgage, they come in and repossess. What do they give you back for that house? Nothing. Positively nothing. But you have paid them for 15 years for that house. You have paid the elite through the banks that are now owned by them, because the Treasury has bailed them out and totally controls them. And they have everything to gain by getting that house back, because they pay you nothing for it when they take it back.
Well, did the baby boomers think the elite were really going to let them have all this money they put in a 401k? Obama's getting rid of all these 401k rules, mortgage tax deduction rules. They want you bankrupted. They're cold-blooded. They financed Hitler, Stalin, and Mao. Finish up, Lindsay.
The elite will own, please folks, listen to me, the elite will own the banks of America when all this is over. They will own the majority of the real estate of the United States of America, because when you can't make your house payment, they come and get it back.
And they're going to use high taxes to drive everybody else out of their houses. This is not, they don't want to help the economy. They want to wreck it.
Well, sure, it's to their advantage to do.
We have all their banking association documents. It's incredible. They're criminals. In fact, stop there. And then I want to plug your DVD for folks and go to calls, because this is too important.
The Banks of America. The Banks of America get that real estate back. And who is it that owns the Banks of America now? Because the Treasury bailed them out. Your great-great-grandchildren paid for the elite to get your house after you've paid for it for 15 years and put you out on the street, and now that bank has them. The nations of the world.
Stop right there. But to buy up real assets, they cut off liquidity of the real economy worldwide, crash the world to destroy the economy, and then 9.7 trillion later, the banker bailout was really a banker takeover. Congress says, where's the money? And they're told, we're not going to tell you. And then the head of the private Federal Reserve lies and says it's on our website. Senator Sanders says, no, it's not. And then the head of the Fed admits, we're not going to tell you where the money is. Bloomberg headline, Fed refuses to release bank data, insist on secrecy. Here is that clip.
Absolutely extraordinary that I wrote you a letter and I said, hey, who'd you lend the money to? What were the terms of those loans? How can my constituents in Vermont get some of that money? Who makes the decisions? Do you guys sit around in a room? Do you make it? Are there conflicts of interest? So my question to you is, will you tell the American people to whom you lent $2.2 trillion of their dollars? Will you tell us who got that money and what the terms are of those agreements?
We explain each of our programs. In terms of the terms, we explain the terms exactly. We explain what the collateral requirements are. We explain what
to whom did you explain that?
It's on our website.
Yeah, okay.
So all that information is available in our commercial paper
program. And who got the money?
Hundreds and hundreds of banks. Any bank or that has access to the U.S. Federal Reserve's discount.
Tell us who they are.
No, because the reason that it's counterproductive and will destroy the value of the program is that banks will not come to the
discount. Isn't that too bad?
Sorry?
In other words, isn't that too bad? They took the money, but they don't want to be public about the fact that they received it. We heard a whole lot about AIG. They're on the front pages.
These are very.
Now, I got banks, and I have businesses in the state of Vermont who are in a lot of trouble. Not banks. Our banks, by the way, are doing pretty well. Now, how do these guys who are honest business people get it? Do you have to be a large, greedy, reckless financial institution to apply for these monies?
There is no subsidy. There is no capital involved. There is no gift involved. It is a collateralized, short-term liquid loan that is both over-collateralized and is recourse to the company itself. We have never lost a penny doing it.
And how can other institutions get those loans as well?
All right, that's enough.
According to
all lies, you're paying for it all with interest. The private banks loaned back in the $787 million stimulus package, really the federalization package of the states, they loaned it back at interest to the American people. It's all secret. And you heard Bernanke there, to U.S. senator, saying, you don't get to know, and the Federal Reserve is private. It's only going to get worse until you recognize who the criminals are. And the private banks admit they have NORTHCOM and the military standing by, threatening Congress with martial law if they don't follow orders, and that the president is a dictator. Lindsey Williams.
Well, Alex, this is the mindset of the elite. You have done a masterful job of presenting it to the folks out in your listening audience today. And folks, now listen, here's the latest, and this is final. I'm going to stop with this and then go on to whatever Alex wants to do in the rest of the program. I've got so much more to give. But the Treasury of the United States must sell, now this is as of Friday of this week, the Treasury of the United States must sell $450 billion of T-bills a month to fund the new debt this year through September the 30th.
While the bankers are bankrupting other nations so they can't buy it.
Iceland, Latvia, Eastern Europe, all of them are about to go under. Iceland and Latvia have already gone under. When Eastern Europe goes under, it's going to bring a total collapse of the American dollar.
Stay there, Lindsey. Okay. Got a break. Come back. Final calls with Lindsey Williams. Stay.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
SouthSummit.com is the place for top name brand knives such as Kershaw, Spyderco, Cold Steel, Gerber, K-Bar, Boker, Leatherman, and more. South Summit has one of the largest selections of self-defense products on the web. Knives, stun guns, police batons, pepper spray, LED flashlights, emergency kits, binoculars, and tactical gear are just some of the great products found on SouthSummit.com. Receive discounted prices on camping and preparedness products from Camelback, Kelty, and Eureka. Check out our water storage barrels, water purification systems, and Mountain House freeze-dried foods that have a 30-year shelf life. Keep an eye on your family and keep them safe with our do-it-yourself spy camera systems. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll receive a free LED flashlight with your order. Visit SouthSummit.com. That's South Summit, S-U-M-M-I-T, SouthSummit.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-234-8654. That's 1-800-234-8654.
Gardeners, you have the seeds. Now let us help you create the ultimate garden. And whether or not you've got good soil, we've got just the solution. AgGrand Liquid Organic Fertilizer at liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Restore life to your soil or apply directly to the crop. Visit liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Fuller feeding with our 4-3-3 or sulfate of potash with kelp is 20 times more efficient than applying amendments to the soil. Menhaden fish, blood meal, potash, and North Atlantic kelp are combined with 10 micronutrients, as well as vitamins and amino acids for max results. You have the seeds. Now you need the fertilizer. Call 1-800-579-0580. That's 1-800-579-0580. Or visit liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Enhance and protect your garden now with natural organic fertilizer. Low cost and increases hay yields too. That's liquidorganicfertilizer.com. For sale in Canada too.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Look, I know I usually take more calls on the Sunday show, and we haven't done that. They'll be all over the map. We're going to go to them here in just a few minutes. And I want to thank Lindsay Williams for joining us. I do want to put out a program note here. My film, The Obama Deception, showing how what the bankers are really doing, how they're engineering this, how he's their puppet, just like Bush was, but to betray the people, how they're bringing in the gun control, the FEMA camps. It's going to be out now in just about 7 days. You can pre-order the DVD right now at InfoWars.com. It'll also be up in high quality next Sunday night. At the end of the show will be the premiere, 6 p.m. Central. It'll go live at PrisonPlanet.tv for PrisonPlanet.tv members. There's going to be a DivX copy up there in high quality to download and burn the DVD for activism. So the ObamaDeception.net or Infowars.com. Get involved in the fight today. We got to expose this puppet for what he is. Lindsay, speaking of films, every week now you do a DVD update breaking down what's happening. You go into a lot more detail than you've been able to here on air with me butting in and adding stuff. Give folks that toll-free number who want to call and get that.
Toll-free number, 800-321-2900. Would you like to know everything that the elite told me that's planned for you for the next 1 year? It's two DVDs. That's correct. You watch them on your television. Two CDs, over 5 hours of viewing and listening, either in your automobile or at home on your TV. 800-321-2900. You've got to know about the Baltic Cry Index. I plead with you. Let me tell you what Vita Locke told me in Southeast Colorado last weekend. Hey, you folks, you don't have
the farmers are going bankrupt.
800-321-2900. Now, my operators have been busy all week long. They were so tired, they almost collapsed on Friday. I persuaded two of them to be on the lines this afternoon. That's right. Right now, you can call this number. I begged them to be on Sunday afternoon. Because
give them the number. Give them the number. We're going to go to calls.
800-321-2900. Two DVDs, two CDs. Get them. I beg of you.
And wake people up. These are key tools. Thank you, Lindsay. Let's go to phone.
By the way, they're not copywritten. You can copy these and give them to everybody you want to give them to. Just get the message out.
All right, let's jam in as many calls as we can. Nathan in St. Louis.
God bless you, Alex and Lindsay, from the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, Local 1, St. Louis.
Sir, your phone's really bad. Go ahead and make your point. Sorry.
Okay, Alex, what is your opinion on the rumor that Hillary Clinton signed an agreement with China that granted eminent domain as collateral for U.S. debt? And, Lindsay, how does that go against or play into Big Oil's New World Order agenda?
Okay, it's not a rumor. Under the IMF and World Bank plan, big companies that have bought T-bills, our infrastructure is pledged. The particular website that put it out that it was a specific deal with China, that guy's disinfo, and it's meant to discredit the serious story. Lindsay?
We had to do something in order to get China to buy our T-bills, anything, because the Federal Reserve 2 weeks ago said we're going to stop buying American T-bills. They've never done it in the history of the United States of America because they knew that the dollar was about to collapse. This, yeah, you're right, Alex. It has to be.
All right. And again, I'm going to people quick. Thank you for the call, sir. We appreciate you as well. Mark in Wisconsin, you're on the air. Mark, welcome.
Hey, Alex and Lindsay, thanks, both of you guys, for everything you're doing. I'll try to make this quick. I was thinking about the whole vaccination scandal that's going on recently, and I remembered how sometimes in Hollywood and such, they'll, years ahead of time to subconsciously acclimate, the people to a certain scenario. They'll, put things out ahead of time, and then, years later, you'll look back and go, oh, that was the plot of a movie or whatever. Well, Mission Impossible 2 was actually the basic idea of what was going on here this last week with the vaccine situation. It was, viruses combined into a super virus that makes it more easily, transferable among humans, creating a pandemic, and then, so a pharmaceutical company can therefore cash in on the mass need for the
And one of the issues I've got going on is I think the phone problem is on our end. So, Hooge, I'm going to have you take these calls from in there. For some reason, problem with the phone box in here. You want to comment on stage terror, stage biological weapons releases by the elite?
Positively, I beg of you. My 8 DVD set, which I didn't even talk about a moment ago, one of them is entitled Vaccinations and deals with the problem this gentleman just called in about. Again, I beg of you, 800-321-2900, and one of the DVDs on my big 8-pack concerns that, Alex.
Well, I mean, it came out that they were trying to mix bird flu in with vaccines this week. It's just, you can't make this stuff up. It's just too insane. Let's go to J.D. in Hollywood. J.D., you're on the air.
I'm calling you from the brainwashed capital, but I'm a Canadian. It's nice out today. I can't see any chemtrails. So I guess even on the seventh day, the soft killers need to rest. I liked your story about the carpet cleaner. If I were you, I would have told him that he missed a spot underneath the gun rack. Anyways, I have a question for you about this article in Reuters. Was the headline is Obama to sign stem cells order on Monday.
That's right. That was in my stuff.
It can be used for good, you know, but you know that that's not their intention.
Yeah, let me comment on that. Let me comment on that briefly, and I appreciate your call. We got to move quick here, callers. I apologize for that. That's in my stack. I never got to it, but I will now since you brought it up. There's no debate. They can use skin cells. They can use your own cells just as good. It's a cover story, and if you read the fine print, it's there. It isn't about stem cells. It's about being able to use fetuses and embryos in genetic experiments. That's what is being legalized. Pastor Williams?
Yes, that's exactly right, and it is immoral to the core and unbiblical.
All right, let's talk to Josh in North Carolina. Josh, you're on the air. Welcome, Josh.
How you guys doing?
Good.
Hey, guys. How are y'all doing?
Fine.
So I have something of dire importance here. While the story on avian flu broke, it was brought to the attention of many of the readers of the Prison Planet Forum that we have also uncovered several of the moderators, anti-Illuminati and Sane specifically, have come up with a lot of the evidence to back this up, that there is a plan in place to stage a false flag terror event to bring in Internet 2. And
yes, they're going to attack the Internet, the Pentagon is, to shut it down and force us to Internet 2, where the New York Times admits we will have no freedom and Infowars.com and other sites will be gone.
Exactly. And the scale of this attack is far beyond anything else. We found some of the documents that talk about discussing this. That
yeah, the elite have to false flag their own Internet because we're killing the mainstream media. And, in fact, the great writers on the site, I've seen the material they put together on the Prison Planet Forum, they should write articles and then submit them to Kurt Nemo and Paul Watson for posting on the main site.
Okay. Just to bring up a very dire point that's brought up here, this recent false flag about Marine One is completely, utterly bold.
Yeah, they're claiming somebody got into the Pentagon online and got the specs from Marine One, so they've got to ban the Internet because somebody got the specs from Marine One when the government's own computers are on separate nets that aren't even on the web.
Exactly. Having worked in big IT as well as done some government projects myself, I can full-heartedly vouch that it is impossible for that to occur unless they let it occur intentionally. But to sum up basically something that is very important here, by their own documents, they were saying that the type of attack that they are staging is so widespread that it could not only affect computers but almost any device plugged to the power grids. And conceivably,
that's right. They can deliver viruses over power cords because they have systems where they can deliver Internet commands and things over the Internet itself, data transmission. Look,
precisely. I have an uncle-in-law who actually worked at one of the universities here in North Carolina who helped pioneer that technology back in the 60s
yes.
and 70s.
We're out of time. I'm sorry to Mercedes, Chris, and many others that are holding. In closing, Lindsey Williams, they're openly announcing they're going to shut down the old web, force us onto a new web. They've got to do it because we're exposing their criminal activities. Comments on that?
You're exactly right, Alex. And folks, I plead with you, set your spiritual house in order. You don't have any time left to play around with what you do with Jesus Christ and the Bible. Listen to everything Alex Jones says every day, and don't you miss a single one of his programs, because 24 hours could make the difference in you knowing whether it's going to be your dinner table with food on it or not,
Lindsey,
Alex.
Lindsey, since you brought that up, it's come out in the news that 26,000 preachers, 50,000 executives are on secret FEMA payroll. We got the secret documents years ago. Now it's mainstream news. They announce it like it's no big deal. The preachers, most of them are paid off to tell their flocks to go to FEMA camps, turn in their guns, take forced inoculations. Is that biblical or is that of the New World Order?
Oh, that's of the New World Order. Don't you dare let them get hold of any information about you. I was in a church the other day, and I wanted to walk out. They wanted every information imaginable, and they said they wanted it for their files. I know exactly what they're doing with it. Turn it into FEMA. Folks, be careful of your local church. I'm a preacher of 50 years. Believe me, you must set your spiritual house in order according to the scriptures, not according to your local pastor.
That's right. The New World Order is making its move. They've got their secret police in place everywhere, but the sleeping giant is awakened. It is rising. We will defeat the New World Order with God's help. Lindsey Williams, Godspeed. Thank you so much for joining us on this important transmission. We're out of time. Retransmission starts now at InfoWars.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you experience sudden bouts of joint discomfort, swelling, and redness, especially in your ankle or toe, you are not alone. Millions of Americans experience joint discomfort caused specifically by a buildup of crystallized uric acid in the joints. This can hinder your daily activities like walking and sleeping, and can keep you from enjoying your life until you try Uricinex. Uricinex is formulated to supplement the uric acid balancing nutrients you may not find in your everyday diet. As part of a healthy lifestyle, Uricinex helps relieve bouts of joint irritation while promoting your healthy joint comfort and control. No negative side effects, just lasting relief.